You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
All right, 2212, John LeBond coming to you from Saigon, also known as Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. It is the 22nd of July, 2019. And today we're going to talk about a few topics, one of the most important ones being outer space is a hoax. Okay, outer space, this place where you think people can just go and float around perpetually. They can just float about, or they can travel from one planet to another, this kind of thing. That's all a hoax. It's not real. It has never been real. It's never going to be real. It's not a real place. It's fiction. They call it science fiction. And people think it's real, but it's not. It's all fake. So we're going to talk about that today. Of course, a few days ago was the 50th anniversary of man walking on the moon. Man walking on the moon. And yes, most of the lemmings around you believe this. They believe that men from the United States of America walked on the moon. The Americans won the space race. They won the race to space. They got to the moon, they walked around, played golf, drove dune buggies, lots of fun. Boy, oh boy, jumping on trampolines and stuff. Yeah, but of course it's not real. And so what's happening recently is that you'll find a bunch of people who consider themselves to be awake. They believe that they can think critically. They think they know what's really going on. And they'll spend hours and hours talking about the video footage or the photographic footage, the photographic evidence from these NASA trips to the moon, and they'll break them down. They'll sit there and they'll study and they'll say, oh, the lights go this way and the lights go that way and all this stuff. But what they don't understand, and what many of their lemming listeners don't understand, is that by even buying into this argument about how things should look on the moon, they're premising their argument with the idea that there is such a place as the moon that anybody ever could go to. And that is, in fact, a hoax. It's not real. It's a lie. It's a deception. Yes, outer space is a hoax. Now, a lot of you listening to this will say, oh, but JLB, coming to us live from Saigon, Vietnam, on the 22nd of July, JLB, what's your evidence that space is a hoax? What's my evidence that space is a hoax? What's your evidence that space is real? Give me one shred of evidence. Give me one. What have you got?
Oh, well, the authorities tell us so. They wouldn't lie about this.
Really? That's all you've got?
Oh no, we've got photos from the authorities.
Yeah, that's all you've got, is the authority stories. If you hadn't been raised to believe that there was some space, some place called space out there where things just float around and rocks just float around, gigantic rocks that could destroy an entire Earth. If you hadn't been told that, there's no reason why you would ever think such a thing. No way. The only reason why you believe that is because you've been raised to believe that. Same with the moon. Same with the moon. If no one had told you, oh, this is actually a planet where people can go and walk around. I mean, you need the ship to get there, of course, but if you had the ship, you could just go there and walk around. You wouldn't think such a thing, would you? No, you wouldn't. You've been raised to believe that. The moon is not some place you can just walk around. Neither is Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, any of these places. They're not physical objects that anything, anytime, ever can or will go to. That's all deception. It's all a lie. It's all a hoax. Okay? Now, some of you know this. Some of you are sitting there thinking, JLB, we know this, man. You're talking, you're preaching to the choir here. Yeah, fair enough. But a lot of people evidently don't seem to understand this. They still think space is a real place. How is this possible? At fakeologist.com in 2019, people still believe that space is a real place. Goodness gracious, man. So what we're going to do when I do pop in for my little visits to fakeologist.com, I like to go through the most recent posts on the main page, fakeologist.com. Thanks to Ab for facilitating all of this. And the most recent comment, or the most recent post, is the world's oldest LARPer. and LARP, L-A-R-P, live action role playing. So the astronauts were LARPing their little moon mission, of course. And Ab writes, time is running out to repent, Buzz. I will forgive you even at the last moment. And then he's embedded a tweet here from at Real Buzz. Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin has a Twitter account. There you go. Yeah, I think everyone has a Twitter account except for me. And I'm pretty sure I do have a Twitter account, actually, so even I have one. Should start using it more. People love Twitter. Might look into that tomorrow. I'm pretty sure I've got one. Anyway, nostalgia came over... This is Buzz Aldrin in his tweet, mind you. It says, nostalgia came over me today when standing exactly where we launched 50 years ago at the NASA Kennedy Space Center. And they've got the frickin' Twitter as well. On Apollo 11, hashtag Apollo 11, to complete a mission set forth by John F. Kennedy, we choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Yeah, good old JFK. Yes, to complete a mission set forth by JFK to land a man on the moon and return him safely. I am happy to stand here today to say mission completed. And it has a photo of the dudes sitting there at the Kennedy Space Center. And it has 31,000 love hearts. And that is, of course, from July 21, North American time. So, 24 hours ago, really. There are no comments on that one as of yet. Let's move on to the next one then. And, of course, the way that the blog works is that the most recent blog post is at the top. So we're working our way back here. At fakeologist.com. So the next one says, both headlines are lies. And Ab has embedded a photo, a picture, of the Toronto Sun. And it is apparently some kind of parody of the Toronto newspaper from the day of the moon landings. It says, it's got like a photo of a guy walking on the moon, or standing on the moon, with the American flag. And yeah, it must be a parody because they've got like a little sports cut out like for the sports section saying how this historic achievement affects the Leafs' chances of winning the cup. So I'm pretty sure this is a parody piece, a parody of the Toronto Sun or something like this. And Ab says nothing much changes. This is a fake cover, of course, since the Toronto Sun didn't start until years later. Well, I'll take your word for it, Ab. Be sure to check out today's Toronto Sun. So I think this is just Ab having fun with the notion that, hey, they're admitting that this, that one of them is a fake, but of course any newspaper that claims that the moon landings were real is also part of the fakery. I think that's where he's going with that. No comments on that one. Now moving on to FAC 589, the moon hoax special, starring Gaia and Jerris. Gaia from the Netherlands by way of Colombia, or vice versa, and Jerris from Switzerland. And they're doing the show called FRAC, pardon me, and apparently they've done 3 or 4 episodes or something, so good luck to them, the best of luck with that. I think this episode is 5 hours. It's a 5-hour episode. And I suspect that in the 5 hours they spend the whole time trying to, I don't know, debunk the moon landings, but without ever mentioning the fact that outer space is a hoax. You see, there's no need to debunk the moon landings once you understand that outer space is a hoax. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to say. Okay, and I'm not saying that, look, if people want to do a 5-hour show about any topic, go for it, whatever, you know, if you're putting your time in and you're having fun and your audience is having fun, or if there's a potential audience that might enjoy this in the future, whatever, that's great, no problem, I'm not criticising that. But if the idea is to expose the fakery, well, just cut this one off at the root, just say, right, outer space is a hoax, so the moon is meant to be out there in space. So they're claiming that they've walked on the moon, but it's in space. We know space is fake. That's the end of the story, right there. That's it. Game over. No need to pretend, oh, maybe the moon is real, the way that they tell us. So how would things look if it was real and it doesn't? No, it's just the whole thing's fake. That's it. Game over. Move on. Move on with your life. It's nonsense. So hopefully in time, Gaia and Jerris will catch up. I know that they won't because of what I call the non-player character theory, but that's another topic for another day. Good luck to them. They look like they're having fun. What are the comment replies on this post? That's the question. Let's go and check that out right now. At 9:15, Saigon, a local time. And John LeBon, that's me. He's left a comment. He says, haven't listened yet. Can you tell me, do you guys discuss the outer space hoax? Because the moon landings are impossible if outer space is a hoax. Or which it is. Outer space is a hoax. Nobody died, nobody got hurt, period, that's a fact. So every minute spent talking about the technical details of the moon landings is a minute wasted, if it's premised on the notion that outer space exists in the first place. There's no correct way to televise or publicise the moon landings, because they're physically impossible a priori. If this is 5 hours of sitting around talking about the moon landings with no mention of the fact that outer space is a hoax, then I, for one, will be disappointed. But perhaps I'm jumping the gun. Tell me that you mention the outer space hoax, and I'll be delighted to listen. It's time for the ACT realm to grow up. That's ACT realm. Alternative conspiracy truth. But you can call it conspiracy culture, or you can call it the media fakery subculture. You can call it whatever you want, but you get this idea. This collection of people who think they know what's going on, it's time for them to grow up. And for that to happen, we're going to need less discussion of the baby hoaxes and the toddler hoaxes, for instance, the moon landings, and more discussion of the hoaxes that matter, such as the outer space hoax. Because outer space is a hoax. Nobody died, nobody got hurt, period. That's a fact. And anybody who tells you otherwise is in fact a liar, or a person who parrots lies. Well, my old buddy SMJ comes out of the woodwork and he says that his little buddy, Gaia, has to believe in outer space because that's where the flying space rocks live. And SMJ is on point with this comment. What he's saying is, yeah, of course Gaia believes in outer space. He's a geologist. Yeah, I'm sure you are. Gaia's a geologist. He believes that there are rocks flying around in space. That's what his experts told him. That's what he's trained in. He has been trained to believe and to parrot the notion that there are flying space rocks. And of course, that is what he believes. So SMJ is quite on point with his comment. Antipodean also leaves a comment in reply to myself. He says, John, why is it that every debate here has to be on your terms? And I reply to him, there is no debate here, brother. Outer space is a hoax, period. Anybody who tells you otherwise is in fact a liar, or somebody who parrots lies. When did Gaia convert you, Antipodean, to the school of realology? Put your fakeologist glasses back on and see the deception for yourself. Flying space rocks are not real, and they never were real, and they never will be real. End of story. Flying space rocks are fake, and this is supposed to be fakeologist.com. Capiche? And that's my message for everybody out there listening to these fakeologist audio chats. If you still believe in outer space, that's, by the way, you're allowed to believe that. And you're allowed to believe whatever you want. Seriously, I'm not saying you can't believe that. But if you're trying to pretend that you're thinking for yourself and you base your opinions on evidence, which I'm sure is what most people want to believe is the reason they're here, then why the hell do you believe in outer space? Seriously, why? What's the reason? Is there a reason? Give me a reason. What is it? You know what I think it is for a lot of people? They can't believe that so many people they think are intelligent, you know, the truthers and Bill Kasing and who was that other guy, the one who's supposedly dead, Dave McGowan with his Wag the Moon doggy. But they can't believe that these guys would have been red herrings. You know, who's the other one? Fetzer? Is he another moon landing dude? These people who spend all this time on the moon landings, this photo has bad lighting, or this photo has too good resolution, or blah, blah, blah. They can't believe that their preferred moon landing hoax arguments and arguments as debaters, you know, prominent speakers, talking heads, they can't believe this all could have just been a red herring, a distraction. And of course, that's exactly what this is. The moon landing hoax conspiracy is a red herring from the space hoax. It's a red herring. Takes people off on the wrong scent. Yeah, people can spend hours, days, months, years, decades even talking about the moon landing hoax. Ooh, this photo, that photo. Why'd they lose the tapes? And it's like, yeah, okay, that's all great, but outer space is a hoax. So you already know that the moon landings are a hoax just from that fact. So what's all this other trivial nonsense? What's going on here? What are you talking about? Red herring. Red herring. Just send them off on the wrong scent. It's too easy, man. It's too easy for the people who run the show. I mean, I think a lot of what they do must be difficult in some ways, but when it comes to throwing people off the scent, easy. Too easy, man. Outrageously easy. You know, look at these people arguing about the moon landings 50 years later. The guy's face is a hoax. What are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? The moon, it should look this way, it should look this way. How the hell would you know what the moon should look like? The moon isn't a physical place. It never has been, never was, never will be. It's a light in the sky. That's the end of the story, period. Who convinced you otherwise? Have you thought about this? Have you thought through it? What's your evidence? Goodness gracious. And, so anyway, getting back to Fakeologist, the main page there. So this is the next post on the... And by the way, let me just re-emphasize this. If Gaia and Jairus and anybody else is having fun doing their shows, I'm not saying they shouldn't. It's good on them for doing that. And I hope they enjoy it. Hope their listeners enjoy it. But, you know, we're all here to have a good time. So good luck to them with that. I'm just trying to say from a Fakeologist perspective, what is this nonsense? Goodness gracious. So moving on with the posts then, the next post on Fakeologist.com, this one is dated to July 19, so a couple of days ago. It says, new blowed up tower, no rubble, no collateral damage. And Ab writes, no doubt CDI demolished the World Trade Center. Now CDI, I guess the CD stands for controlled demolition. Hold on, this is Ab, we'll be back.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
I'm just reading through the Discord server at Fakeologist as well, and you can join the Fakeologist Discord server very easy. If you're interested, just check it out. Lots of people there. Some of them are intelligent, some of them not so, but that's true of just about anywhere in the world as far as I'm aware. So if you've ever wanted to chat with people about media fakery, that's a place where you might consider doing it, the Fakeologist Discord server. And I've just noticed a comment from Gaia published not more than 10 minutes ago, as chance would have it. And he says that JLB, that's me, he's talking to me here, he says that I'm a scam artist. This is what he writes, he, referring to me, has theoretically a working brain, but decides to not use it and just troll away. I don't give an F about what you think I should do with my time, because I see, I've challenged him to a debate, and of course he... For all of his flaws, Guy is smart enough not to get into a debate with me, a live on-air debate. He knows what's going to happen. So he's smart enough to avoid that. And someone has mentioned this to him, and that's why he's... I see. So he doesn't want to spend his time debating me. Well, I wouldn't either if I was Guy. I mean, this guy believes in flying space rocks and dinosaurs and human evolution, for that matter. So, and probably diamonds. He's actually written that he thinks diamonds are real as well. Like, there's... He believes there's a difference between diamonds that they supposedly mine from the ground and diamonds that are made in Chinese factories, when in fact, no, the diamond that you're paying thousands of dollars for, that's from a Chinese factory. Okay, this idea that diamonds come from the earth, that's all a hoax. That's not a real thing. Okay, the diamonds on your rings, the diamonds on... I mean, it's mainly rings that they're used for, I guess, in jewelry and that kind of thing. They're not from the earth, guys. They're made in Chinese factories. So you might see a child with a shitty little remote control car or something that was made in a Chinese factory or some kind of Asian factory. Same thing with your diamonds, man. That's where they come from. But Gaia posted like a week or two ago that he thinks that the experts can tell the difference between diamonds that come from the earth and diamonds that are made in factories. But no, they can't. They admit that they can't. So he rolled himself. And I was like, Gaia, where'd you get this idea? Like, what's your evidence for this claim? And he just... disappeared, and then a few days later I was like, Guy, you still haven't answered my question. And that's, he just is what he does. He just talks all kind of nonsense, and when he's called out on it, he just disappears and starts attacking people. And I don't really understand why people tolerate this nonsense. It's very strange behavior here at Fakeologist.com. But yeah, that's an open invitation. If Guy wants to have a live on-air debate, we can get it set up. We can get a moderator. Maybe Ab might step up to moderate. Maybe one of the other listeners here at Fakeologist.com, I'd like to step up and we can set it up nice and formally. We can have an introduction each, and then we can just go point by point and rebuttal. We can do whatever you like. It'd be great. And whatever nonsense you're pushing, Gaia, such as outer space being real, or the Earth being billions of years old, or what else? What other nonsense are you arguing? Dinosaurs? All this crap. What we're going to establish is that all you have is appeals to authority. That's all you've got here at Fakeologist.com. One place where you would think that appeals to authority wouldn't fly. But we're dealing with a man who thinks that rocks can fly permanently, forever. Just flying around, floating around. Ooh, I got past the event horizon. Now I can just float around permanently in outer space, yeah? Goodness gracious me. The thing about Gaia is, and this goes for a lot of my biggest critics, I'm sure they're nice enough people in real life. It's amazing how different some people act in real life to how they act on the internet. I think we all do, to an extent. I think that's natural. But some people become real heroes when they're on the internet, and they go out looking for problems. But most people are not nearly stupid enough to do that in real life. For good reason. So I think if I met Guy in real life, honestly, we could go grab a coffee, have a chat. Honestly, I think we'd be fine. But on the internet, he wants to be my enemy, which is... Well, that hasn't worked out well for anybody that I can think of. Go through the list. I can't think of a single example where that's worked out well for somebody. No, not a single one. Those of you listening to this, if you've been watching the JLB project for the last couple of years and you can think of an example of somebody who has benefited from seeking to be my enemy, please mention them, but I can't think of any. Not off the top of my head. And if that's a path Guy wants to go down, best of luck to him. I will use him as my tool, as a prop, as a way to demonstrate that our space is a hoax, that dinosaurs are a hoax, evolution is a hoax, the Earth being billions of years old, that's a hoax. History, the idea that there was such a thing as ancient Egypt, that's a hoax. You name it, it's a hoax. So I don't think there's any hope for Gaia. I don't think he can be rehabilitated at this point in time. I've seen enough data points with him. I've been watching him for long enough to know that he can't progress. He is what I refer to as a non-player character. He's basically here just to fill up space. But we can still use him for our advantage. We can use him to demonstrate what these people are like. Yeah? So he is still useful to us when used in the right way. And I would like to use him as my punching bag in a live on-air debate on any of these hoaxes here at Fakeologist.com. But I'm sure in real life he's a nice guy. And I do mean that, really, I do. I'm sure in real life he's a nice enough guy. Although I could see him being one of those dudes like in large groups, getting very loud and boisterous and whatever, but like when you're just one-on-one with them, they're okay. I reckon he's one of those people. I could be wrong, though. I haven't met him in real life. I don't know. Like I said, people act different online to what they do in real life. But I reckon, yeah, one-on-one, he'd be all right. Even just with a bunch of dudes, like three or four dudes, I reckon he'd be all right. Get a few beers in him, that'd be fun. But on the internet, for some reason, yeah. Anyway. So, moving on with Fakeologist.com. This one was posted July 19 as well. He's been busy the last few days. I have been posting lots of things. But this is a significant time, isn't it? This is 50 years, half a century, since man walked on the moon. And in this post entitled 200,000 Reasons Per Year to Keep Your Mouth Shut Forever, Abbott writes that Adam Curry says, the latest 9/11 victim compensation bill is for billions more to pay children of 9/11 survivors, the hoax payment in perpetuity. So much for modern pensions disappearing from the workforce. I'd say crisis acting pays extremely well. Why open your mouth and spill the beans when you could affect your great-grandchildren's... Let me try this again. He's got it in italics. Why open your mouth... That's my fault, not his. Why open your mouth and spill the beans when you could affect your great-grandchild's future? There we go. Got it the third time. And then he quotes a passage from CNN, which I'll check this article myself. It says, the fund received 2,963 death claims. This accounted for more than 98% of eligible families. Funds were distributed in 2,880 of these cases. The average award was $2 million and went as high as $7 million. And this is very interesting. So now I'm looking at the CNN article that Ab's linking to. It says, September 11th, Victim Aid and Compensation Fast Facts. And it starts off with an image, 9/11 Memorial and Museum. Artifacts from Ground Zero get a preview at the National September 11 Memorial Museum in New York. Among them is a cross made out of steel, blah, blah, blah. And, apparently there was a fund that was opened for victims of 9/11 And yeah, like the passage that Ab quoted is straight from this article. So what they're saying is that there's a fund where the families of dead victims get money, $2 million on average. So what Ab seems to be suggesting is that even if people didn't die, if the families are getting money, why would they ever, you know, tell the truth? And I can understand where he's coming from with that. But of course, nobody died, nobody got hurt, none of these families are real. Now, I do know of some people, I've spoken to a couple of people actually, people who I think are trustworthy, who tell me that they knew people who supposedly disappeared. And, pardon me, the people I'm referring to are smart enough, wise enough to realise that just because someone ostensibly disappeared on 9/11 doesn't mean that they died. But that is one inference you could draw. I mean, if there's someone who lives in New York, who supposedly works at the World Trade Center, and then after 9/11 they disappear and no one sees them again, well, you could infer from that that they were a victim of 9/11, that they died in the event. You can see why people would infer that, especially if they weren't aware that 9/11 was a hoax, nobody died, nobody got hurt. If you're not aware of that, and so you know of someone who disappears on 9/11, who works there or nearby or whatever, then you can see why people would believe that. But this fund, to me, just seems like a fake fund, really. What do you mean? Millions of dollars. I mean, what's 2 million times 6,000? Let's do some quick maths here. That's 12 million, 120 million. What's that, $1 billion? What the hell? Hold on a second here. Hold on. Let me do it. They're not talking about $1 billion, surely. The average award, 5,000 cases times 2, okay, so that'd be $1 billion. 5,000 times 2 million. Let me get a calculator out. Is that what they're trying to claim? Let me just double check that. Let me double check. 5,000 cases, and I'm rounding down, by the way, times $2 million payout, 10, and then 9 zeros after the 10. That's 10. It's 10 billion. Hold on, that can't be right. Is that what they're claiming? A $10 billion fund. Let's try this again. 5,000 awards and $2 million. Yeah, it's $10 billion. Really? Really, a $10 billion fund? Well, that's a fake fund. It's not real. That's like the Silberstein fund, isn't it? You know, the Silberstein, insurance job, red herring for 9/11. So many red herrings with all this stuff. You know, with 9/11, the red herrings are, ooh, the towers, how did they come down? It can't have been from the jet fuel. It was from the death rays from Judy Wood, or it was from nanothermite. It was from, like, it's like, what are you talking about, man? Nobody died, nobody got hurt, period. That's a fact. The planes are fake. They're not real. Okay? That's all you need to know. It was a made-for-TV movie. What's all these towers brought down? We don't know. And we're not going to find out either. So what are you wasting your time for? Nobody died, nobody got hurt, period. That's a fact. All right. So, yeah, there you go. Thank you, Ab. I wasn't aware of that one. I still can't believe the numbers. I must have messed up the maths there. $2 million, $20 million, $200 million, $2 billion, $10 billion. And I'm rounding down. I'm rounding down. $12 billion. $12 billion fund. Funny money. Hey, I don't know. Whatever. But I can see the point that Ab's making. Ab's making the point that if you were willing to pay people the money, they'll say anything. And let me tell you this right now. They offer me $200,000 a year, yeah? Or they offer me a $2 million payout to say that I lost somebody in 9/11? Well, you'd better believe that I lost somebody in 9/11. $200,000 a year, yeah, comfortably. JLB, we've got a deal for you. You have to stop saying 9/11 was a hoax, and you have to start saying that you just discovered your long-lost great-uncle Poyter. Your uncle Poyter was lost in 9/11. Goodness gracious! One of the 33 Australians who lost their lives on that fateful day. Your uncle, your great uncle Poyter, and you're very sad about it, and you want to renounce all of your so-called conspiracy theories, and we'll give you $200,000 a year. Done. Easiest deal I've ever done in my entire life. Are you kidding? Done. And I've been saying stuff like this for years, and people hear this and like, oh, what? You'd sell out? No way. I stand for the truth. And JLB, if you would sell out, then you don't stand for the truth. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? You stand for the truth. Where's your work? Huh? Where's your website? Where's your videos? What have you done? Where can I see you standing for the truth exactly? Oh, You're afraid to put your voice out there or your face out there. Yeah, you're afraid because you might lose your job. Why? Because your job gives you money. You freaking idiot. That's why. Don't tell me that you stand up for the truth. Give me a break. Stand up for the truth. Against who? Exactly. Such a joke. Anybody listening to this gets offered $200,000 a year to say they believe 9/11, and they take the money. Anybody who says otherwise, it's not that they're a liar, it's that they're moronic. They haven't thought through this. They're that deluded. They believe their own bullshit.
I care about the truth. I really care.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Right then. Make a video saying the 9/11's a hoax, no one died, no one got hurt. I can't do that. Nah, couldn't do it. You know, I've got a family to feed. Yeah, exactly. Shut your mouth. Stop it. Absolute nonsense. So, yeah, carrying on here at fakeologist.com, and another moon-related post. Again, you can understand why Ab's been going overboard. Not overboard, why he's been posting so much about the moon, because 50 years, guys. And this one is from July 18. It says, how we know we didn't go to the moon. Pardon me, and this is a quote from 153news.net. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is, and I've seen that. And he's just quoted this verbatim, so I'll just read it out verbatim. Apart from the massive anomalies, waving flag, multiple sources of light, no blast crater, and the like, it was technically impossible at the time because we did not have the propulsion power, the computer ability, or the communications ability. And even if we had, we could not have navigated the Van Allen belt, and most, if not all, of the components of the spacecraft would have melted in the thermosphere. The people have been played. 50 years of an elaborate fraud is enough. Okay, a few problems with this. This piece is basically exactly what I was talking about before. The red herrings, the massive anomalies, waving flag. Oh, because, you know, the flag wouldn't wave. If there was a flag on the moon, it wouldn't wave. What are you talking about? The moon isn't some place you can go to. So how the hell would you know if a flag would wave or not? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's like if people... It's like if people argued how things would really work in, I don't know, the fantastical Game of Thrones world that those people live in, yeah? Oh, no, there's no way that family would ever really allow this other guy to marry into their family. What are you talking about, you idiot? You're watching it's a fantasy, okay? Anything can happen in a fantasy, all right? What do you... And by the way, people who love Game of Thrones, not to pick on Game of Thrones, but if they love on Game of Thrones and they want to sit there and talk about their own fan fiction, oh, well, I think this would happen or that would happen, or what if this guy got with that guy or whatever. Okay, that's up to them. That's fan fiction. But what these people are trying to do is talk about the real world. They're buying into this idea the moon is someplace where you could have flags that either do wave or don't wave. Well, no, whether the flag waves or not is not an anomaly on the moon. There is no flag on the moon. There never could be a flag on the moon. And by pretending there could be, even just for the sake of argument, you're buying into the hoax. You're actually propagating the hoax. You're buying into and propagating the outer space hoax. Do you understand? What else did I say? The multiple sources of light, no blast crater. Same problem. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with looking at the footage, which does look ridiculous, and saying, hey, this footage looks ridiculous. Like, for instance, why does this moon lander look like it's made of cardboard? Right? Why does this lunar lander look like it's made of cardboard? Okay, because whether that lunar lander is here on Earth or on the moon, why the hell does it look like it's made of cardboard? Exactly. Why does this look like some grade 6 has made it? Like, grade 6... 10 or 12-year-old kids could make something that looks just like the lunar lander right here on Earth, right? So there's nothing wrong with pointing that out to people and noticing that they can't see that. Oh, no, this is high-tech, this is sophisticated equipment that NASA has built, yeah? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But this idea that, oh, we know how things would behave on the moon. How? What the hell are you talking about? You know the physics of outer space. Okay, so you know the physics of fantasy land. Is what you're saying. You want to argue about that. Goodness gracious. And then also says, oh, it's technically impossible at the time. That's almost implying that it's possible now. But no, it's not possible now. It's not. The moon landings are not possible now because space is a hoax, period. End of story.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Rochello, and you're not listening to me. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Rochello. Yes, fakeologist.com. Where was I? Let me get back to this post here. Yeah, so by saying it was technically impossible at the time, that's implying that it would be possible today or some point in the future. No, it wouldn't. End of story. And then it says, even if we had, okay, another problem, the pronoun hoax. See how they're saying we? Okay, there's no we going to the moon. Even if the moon was someplace you could go to, and even if NASA had gone there, we didn't go, I didn't go, you didn't go, your parents didn't go, my parents didn't go, their parents didn't go, my neighborhood, no one in my neighborhood went, no one in your neighborhood, no, we didn't do shit. Even if NASA had done any of what they claimed to have done, that's NASA that did it, not us, not me, not we, not us, not humankind, not America, no, NASA, the military. And of course they didn't go to the moon, we didn't go to the moon, but this idea that we did anything, that's a hoax in of itself. We couldn't have navigated the Van Allen radiation belt. Okay, the Van Allen radiation belt is also a hoax, period. Nobody died, nobody got hurt. And the spacecraft would have melted in the thermosphere. What thermosphere? What is this nonsense, man? Goodness gracious me. So anyway, yeah, I think that's enough for today. I've been going through the Fakeologist post at fakeologist.com. It's 9:45 local time here in Saigon, Vietnam. What the hell am I doing here? I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here, man. I don't know what I'm doing here. Don't know where I'm going next. Where I go next? Anyone's guess at this point. Anyone's guess at this point in time. What am I doing here? I have no idea. It is a cool city, though. If you get the chance, if you're ever in Southeast Asia and you get the chance, check out Saigon. I recommend it. In fact, I've enjoyed it so much, I've stayed longer. I was meant to leave on Wednesday last week. What day is it today? Monday. Yeah, I was meant to leave about a week ago, but I was like, no, I might extend it. And then I extended for 2 weeks. Now I'm extending another 2 weeks. So it's a very enjoyable city. So I have no idea why the hell I ended up here. I don't know what I was thinking, but I've got to say I like it here. It's very nice. I mean, in my personal opinion. So if you get a chance, check it out. But yeah, it's 9:45. So is there anything else to talk about? I don't know. I think that's about it, really. Big thanks to Ab, a fakeologist, for facilitating everything that he does at fakeologist.com. Any recent contributors? No, the most recent is B Close. He's been the most recent for a while. So no new people in the contributions list, which is a shame. If you're out there and you've ever considered contributing to fakeologist.com, come and do an audio, leave a comment, or if you can't do those things, why not leave some cash? $5 or $10, you'd be amazed how far that goes when a few people do it, really. So good on those of you who have supported in the past. What else is there to be said? No, I think that's about it. I think that's about it. Outer space is a hoax. Nobody died, nobody got hurt. Moon landings are a red herring. What else? No, I think that's it. I think that's it. So that'll do it. So on the 22nd of July, 2019, John the Bond coming to you from Saigon. As I said, thank you, abafakeologist.com. And anybody out there who wants to contact me, go and check out johnlebon.com. You can email me as well, johnlebon123@gmail.com. I'm happy to chat with just about anybody about any of these topics. And I've got a YouTube channel. I did have a YouTube channel before. It was deleted by YouTube. These things happen from time to time. But I've got a new one, and I'm slowly uploading some of my older material to that channel. In fact, you know what I might do? I've got a little idea. Bear with me for a moment.
What do you mean, of course? Of course the moon landing happened.
Bill, it happened. Jesus Christ.
Can I ask you a question? First of all, Joe, you don't work at NASA, so you just shut up.
Bill, neither do you.
I know I don't.
And you actually are posing the concept that the moon landing possibly didn't happen?
I'm asking it. I'm just asking a question.
You know it happened, Bill. Are you one of the people that think 9/11 could have been an inside job? Yeah. Oh, for Christ's sakes. All right. I just want to know where I stand with you. That's all.
Absolutely. Are you one of those guys who just watches TV and just feels like they're just telling you the truth?
Oh, you're right, Bill. They got me brainwashed, man.
I'm not saying that. I don't like how he can be this pompous ass, like, are you one of those people who blah, 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 like you're on fucking Fox News? You don't read. I spent a week with you. You don't do anything.
Neither do you, Bill.
I know. Well, stop fucking acting like you're above me. You're just as fucking stupid as I am.
I think.
I'm just going to fucking throw this at you.
Certain theories are more ludicrous than others. I think 9/11 being an inside job is ludicrous. I think it's ludicrous. You said to Danny it started with the thing about the moon. You go, do you believe somebody walked on the moon? Danny goes, yeah. And you go, you do? Why? Because, Bill, somebody walked on the fucking moon. We've been going to the moon for years.
How come whenever you look through a telescope, you don't see the little car up there? Didn't we leave shit up there?
The little car.
Yeah, remember when they drove around the car? Was that just in Legoland, or did they really do that?
That was in Legoland and in Superman 2. Outside of that, there was no
car. No, what are you looking at the moon with?
I'm kidding.
Binoculars?
I'm sure if you had a powerful enough telescope.
Okay, then we can catch Danny here. Hey, what are you looking at? Exactly, what power level telescope do I need to look through?
Probably 500X.
I would have believed that if you said it with a straight face.
Oh, God. I'm really getting pounded on this show by two other fucking idiots. That's what's annoying me.
So obvious and out there now.
I'll say one of the greatest things you'll ever do, too, is have Joe Rogan talk to you for maybe 43 seconds about why the lunar landing didn't happen, and you're just 100% convinced. It's the greatest thing. He goes, Bill, all the technology we had three-stage rockets.
By the way, if you're wondering what you're listening to, this is a video that I made back in 2015. I think. Let me just double check that. Let's have a look here. 27 November 2015, so that's well over 3 years ago, the best part of 4 years ago. And so the first clip was from, I think, Oppie and Anthony, and then this one's from some other radio show. So what I did was I tracked down these clips of Bill Burr talking on these different podcasts or radio shows, whatever the hell they are, and I spliced them together, and I called it Bill Burr Disses Moon Landings, Neil deGrasse Tyson Flips Joe Rogan. And then I overlaid some images with it to sort of make it watchable. And it got to thousands of views before the channel was deleted. Not heaps of thousands. I think it might have got to 20 or 30,000. It was probably in my top 10, I'd say, videos in view counts. But it didn't go crazy viral. It probably got to about, the low tens of thousands, I think. And when I first uploaded, it only got a few hundred views. It was one of those what I call sleeper videos that get more views. Like, it almost seems to hockey stick in a way. Not hockey stick makes it too dramatic. Instead of the word exponential, but it's kind of like it starts off fairly slow, and then at some point after a year or two, it just starts to pick up a little bit. And that's what happened with that particular video. So, yeah, low tens of thousands. Now, on my new channel, the same upload has 110 views, 110. So it's fair to say that I'm starting pretty much from the start again with YouTube, and I'll probably never get back to where I was, sadly. But the video is the same. This is identical. I haven't touched it at all. It's the same video. So let's carry on with it then. And a big thanks to Tripped, am I pronouncing that properly? Yes. Tripped, the guy who made the script for this bot that plays the videos. Big thanks to him for making the script, and then also for helping people in the Discord server to learn how to use the bot. Big thanks to Tripped.
To get us out of this, he goes, so how the fuck did that thing get back off of the moon? What's that little, the top part just left? How the fuck did it?
Well, you have barely the gravity that we have of Earth. And no atmosphere to speak of for friction with the air.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Bill I love.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I agree with the banks, but now you're back to talking crazy.
Well, who filmed it? When it takes off from the fucking moon and that camera pans up?
Yeah, they set a camera there.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Is that what they did? What did that camera look like? Because I remember what that fucking camera looked like in 1988. What exactly did that fucking camera look like?
It was a big boxy-looking camera.
Giant typewriter-looking thing that you could control
silver Mylar. Yeah, it was. From what? From the lunar module. It was able to track the lunar module as it took off.
Oh, Jesus, with this Star Trek horseshit.
You know what should be going on right now as you tell the story, that sound effect of when the doors opened on the Star Trek? No, I completely believe.
And I don't even know what I'm talking about. He starts talking about solar flares and this shit where it's just like, I don't know, these blasts of fire just go through space.
Can we find this?
That kind of joke comes in. I don't want to put him on the spot, but I sat there.
He really believes it didn't happen.
It's standard.
He's probably wanting to punch me in the face because he's actually read up on it.
We had Buzz Aldrin in just, what, last
Buzz
week?
Buzz Aldrin has punched the guy in the face for saying that it didn't happen.
Well, No. He punched him in the face because he called him a coward. And he's from that generation where them's fighting words.
Them's fighting words.
I got to tell you this right now. I got to commend that doughy jackass that he, because if I took that punch, I would have gone down. He fucking nailed that dude. You know what? That's what I love. You see, like, that dude's back fat, like, ripples.
Yeah, yeah.
He just took, I was right. I almost think because he caught him so flush in the face, it's almost like taking a bump in wrestling where you have it go all across your back somehow, and across his face.
Yes, Sam.
No, that would have been it for me.
I think Joe Rogan, it's the same shit I've heard for years. It's nothing new. It's the same we didn't land on the moon stuff. And it's all been refuted by not just NASA, by other scientists that have absolutely viable solutions as to why we were on the moon and why every one of these reasons that we weren't has been.
No, but I don't want to hear it from them. That's like somebody's accused of murder, and he'll tell you why he didn't do it. I want to hear somebody outside of that. You know,
well, there
I'm
were,
so
though,
full of shit. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just capping.
What do you got on this, Sam?
Yeah, I don't.
Sam's got something.
I don't believe. I think everything's bullshit.
So I think everything is.
Yeah. Rogan's saying now that moon landing was probably real.
Oh, Rogan?
Yeah, he went back.
They got to him.
Yeah.
They got to him.
Well, you listen to somebody give an argument as to why it didn't happen. It makes you like, wow, that guy, that's fucking right. It never happened.
Yeah.
And then you hear somebody who knows what they're talking about refute it. You go, oh, I guess it did. Yeah. That's how I felt when I first. I watched one about why it didn't happen. I'm like, fuck, that's very compelling.
Well, Jimmy's the JFK one guy did it.
Oswald guy, yeah. But I wasn't for many years.
One guy.
The current this
you changed your complete opinion
in
on the whole
favor
thing.
Of conspiracy forever hard
forever yeah. Now you're convinced it was just Oswald.
Yes,
this is coming from Dr. Steve, by the way, amateur astronomer,
physician,
space buff,
amateur physician, pederast, creep.
The current Mars orbiter took pictures of the Sirius SIRIUS Apollo landing sites. I suppose those are fake, too, though.
No, I'm asking.
Sorry, not the Mars orbiter. Of course, the moon orbiter. Yes.
Did they have the car? Did they take a... Just take a picture of the car.
A picture of the lunar landing site. They have pictures of the car. They do. They were able to actually take pictures of those things. And the lunar orbiter did take pictures. There are pictures online.
Okay, but the banks...
Yeah.
Let's see a picture of the
banks. Find pictures of lunar landing sites. Yeah, find lunar landing site.
Sam, I can't.
Astronaut footprints, scientific instruments.
What?
Limb shadow.
You can't see it.
Lunar module.
That's the back of a Nestle Crunch bar.
They just shot it in black and white.
I can see the lunar platform right there, the lunar module platform.
No, you
shadow.
Can't. Why? Because,
sure.
Because there's a thing that says lunar module and there's an arrow pointing to it.
That is true. It's hard to tell.
That is very hard to tell. It's the Apollo 14 site.
There's the scientific instruments. I like how
better pictures.
Yeah,
a little clearer.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Steve, stand down.
That's an old picture. That couldn't be a new picture. That has to be
an
old photo.
Like an older
photo. That's in the Apollo 14. All right. No. Sorry.
No,
Dr.
that
Steve.
Was that's the Apollo 14 site as taken by something else.
Oh,
I don't know what though.
Yeah, that's
perhaps.
A horrible picture.
Or perhaps it was from the command module.
I think that was from
Apollo 14.
Charlie Chaplin's flip phone.
Right, the old flip phone that the guys were walking around with in the old days.
We got a guy that has a little more on the Rogan thing. Robert, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I hope. Neil deGrasse Tyson, or Neil Tyson deGrasse, whatever that astrophysicist was on Rogan's show, and he's the one that convinced Rogan Rogan was talking about the film and how he believed that the different film clips were faked up on the moon. And the physicist pointed out that to fake the video, to make everything in that environment react the way it would in a weightless environment, actually took more science to do that than it would have actually taken to have gotten to the moon.
A conspiracy of that magnitude. And then
that's how it always falls apart with me when it gets to the point of how many people would have to be involved and everybody keeps their mouth shut.
One person talks.
Again, why do it six
I'm an idiot.
Times also?
All right, I'm an idiot.
Like, if you got away with it once with Apollo 11, wouldn't you be like, all right, that's it for the lunar program? You don't do it again six more fucking times and fake it and no one talks all of those times? It's so ludicrous to think.
I know, but the banks.
The banks. I agree with the banks.
Yeah, so that was the video. And I think those audio clips, look, it does say, I should check actually. When does it say the clips are from? The first clip was from 2007-2009. And the second clip was from 2013, so that gives you some idea of when those so-called comedians were doing their thing, I guess. And can you imagine that? I've heard lemmings make this claim. I've heard the average lemming make this claim. Oh, it would cost more to fake the moon landings than to just do it. Yeah. Anyway, 10 p.m. here. It is getting late, and I think that's enough. I think that's enough for today. So what I'll do is, in the show notes, or in the comments, when I post this as an audio, I'll try to come back and post a link to the video for anyone who's interested to check it out. I think when I originally uploaded it, I might have included a link to where I got the clips from. But, I'm not sure. But, I mean, does it really matter? You get the idea. You get the idea. Oppie, Anthony, Bill Burr, these people. And they're nonsense. And of course, they're just the one side of the coin to the so-called conspiracy theorists, the other side, arguing about flags and all this stuff. And it's like, guys, really, you're all wasting your time. Outer space is a hoax. And on that note, I'll catch you guys next time.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fake.
That's all, folks.